Do you feel blessed? I mean, I don't mean hashtag blessed or social media blessed. I mean really blessed by God right now in this space, this beautiful building, this wonderful church gathered to learn how to love from one another here today. Do you feel blessed? Right? Did you feel blessed when that alarm went off still too early and you got dressed? Did you feel blessed on the drive and finding that parking spot, hopefully, and on your walk from the lot? This week, waiting for the phone to ring, or when the job search felt most frustrating, when the kids wouldn't leave you alone or you just sat at home, did you feel blessed? The anxiety building, our wheels keep spinning. I'm not sure blessing is what many of us are feeling these days. But blessing is a funny word. Here in this passage, the Greek for blessed is makarios, which has had several meanings in its life. In its origins, it was of the gods and came to speak of the dead rising to the gods, rising from death to new life. Over time, blessed came to mean the elite, the special, the ones to whom God grants favor, elevation, rising above the common. Blessed by status, supremacy, the best, kissed by God, the prom queen and king, the student serfs left watching. There's a way that blessed is a dirty word, a word for a God who loves the strong and the powerful. God's blessing, the manifest destiny of oppression and murder ordained by God and called blessing. To me, the word is a different image entirely. Makarios was an Orthodox bishop from India who taught at Alma College for 25 years. His smile was as wide and welcoming as the gospel he professed. He is blessed. These beatitudes make no sense unless you tip them upside down. Then you discover that's the only way to read them. Because Jesus takes a word reserved for the wealthy and the powerful, for the people who live in the penthouse, and he applies it to the people lying in the dirt. You have to get down into the dirt to make sense of them. From the dirt, you know what it's like to lose a job, get passed over, forgotten. You know what it's like to get beat up for your gender or held back because you couldn't sit still in your seat that long. I've met countless people who have been feeling poor in spirit for so long that they don't know when they'll feel good again. To say that we are blessed, Jesus has to be dreaming. But you know Jesus. He flips our expectations. Blessed are those who mourn. Seriously? Yes, yes. This is the point. Down in the dirt, not up in the stratosphere, not the people the world celebrates, not the mighty in the kingdom of earth, but blessed, lifted up are those in the dirt. Poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, you. Blessed are you when you are oppressed, shoved in the dirt. May you rise from death to God when you are healed, when you are hated, that you might be healed. Oh, these Beatitudes have attitude. U2 released a song this week featuring these lyrics. Love hurts. Now you're the girl who's left with no words. Your heart's a balloon, and then it bursts. It doesn't take a cannon, just a pin. Your skin's not covering. This is the danger of love. Our hearts pop like balloons when we are so far from the kingdom. when we're so high up at that top floor, or we live way out there in the country, we can't see the pins in our hands, the pins we use on one another to advance, to get up higher. We think God is up there. So if God is up there, then we think, if only we can get there. So we stomp on those others who don't belong, right? We push their hands into the mud and we step on their backs because they aren't like us. We say, we are blessed. They aren't. Or else we get worried about our status. Maybe someone will find out we aren't really all that good on the inside. If they all knew the truth about me, they wouldn't accept me. If God only knew, right? We think we can protect ourselves and still be saints. But look through our books. Our newest is The Great Cloud of Witnesses. It's filled with people dying for their faith, including at the hands of people of faith. They didn't climb to the sky to find God. They laid down in the dirt because love hurts. For weeks, we've been talking about the kingdom of heaven versus the kingdom of earth. And this image Jesus uses to push us to see how messed up our relationships and priorities are. We're so busy trying to get ahead, rising the corporate ladder, keeping up with the Joneses in the rat race and all of that, right? We haven't even slowed down to see where we're actually headed. Up is down. Dante had it backward. Rising that ladder takes us to hell. Jesus uses that word blessed, Makarios, to lift up the lowly and show us our backward priorities. Not so that we'll get low, like the pious young man looking to inherit eternal life on purpose. This isn't a checklist or a prescription for piety. This is a census. Where do you live? This is us living in the kingdom, finding joy and blessing in the midst of our junk. Right? It's overthrowing the oppression which brings the worst out of us and wipes that wide smile off of our faces. It's bringing love when the world keeps bringing hate. This is how we're blessed, to love right from where we are. Blessed to love. Take one more look at those blessings and see them not as trouble or pain or hurt, but as love and opportunity. Religious orders make vows of poverty to be blessed with wisdom and clarity, to feel a sense of love and dependence on God. So to be poor is not necessarily a curse. So to be poor in spirit is an opportunity to know rock bottom where the rest of us are. Only here in the dirt can we be prepared to serve the rest. A young man would be my age, Derek Kaufman. His parents are two of the most faithful people I know. Their son died many years ago, right after college. And after a couple of months, people started asking them when they'd get over it, when they'd stop mourning his death. Never, they said. They know comfort in the kingdom. Meek isn't weak. Doesn't attack or abuse another person either. It doesn't pick fights or use false bravado to provoke others. The meek stands up to injustice. These blessings lift up the best of what's inside of us, the stuff we need to bring the kingdom close. A desire for justice in the world, our mouths salivate and our bodies prepare for it. A true sense of mercy being centered and full of faith and love so that we step out into the breach between warring armies. We can change the world. Each of us has what we need and all of us has what we need. We are blessed with poor spirits. I know it still sounds crazy, but it's true. This is why Bishop Makarios could walk around campus in his purple cassock with his shoulders back and his belly forward, the widest smile on his face. He's the one who taught me about Peter being crucified upside down to kiss the feet of his Lord, and how to be the only Christian in the whole world students trusted. He could smile because he was blessed with a poor spirit, because he knew what it is to love. That's what it takes to serve. Jesus doesn't call the best students. He grabs some fishermen. God didn't call the smooth talker, but the guy's brother, Moses. The kingdom isn't about best. It's about love. It's about everyone knowing what it is to love and be loved. For that, we are all blessed.